that over the past couple of days, but we will be reopening again early tomorrow morning. And the helpline finishes at about 11, 604-043 for the final few if you want to get in. Here's a song I promised to play for someone at 9:30. A mind like a sieve I have. It's Michael Johnson. After you go, I can catch up on my dreams. Marty Manilow. Isn't he nice? Ah, his mammy has him looking well. Right, the final thing on the number helpline. Beanbags, wanted, willing to pay £20 a piece. You can telephone 694316. And that's me finished. A fairly swift 5 hours. And it's Hugh O'Brien till midnight. Which doesn't sound quite well, so we'll say Hugh O'Brien till the morning comes. Have an enjoyable night. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
News, I'm Siobhan Purcell. The Labour Party has put off a decision on its strategy in the New Dáil until next Monday night, but in a meeting which has been going on since this morning, a list of Labour policy priorities has been approved for discussion. So the political cat and mouse game is to continue over the weekend, with Labour now joining Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, and putting off a decision about its voting position in the New Dáil until Monday. Party leader Michael O'Leary said there had been no meaningful discussions today about Labour's involvement in any future coalition. He said their main concern had been about the policies to be implemented by Peru. And a special announcement. Radio Nova would like to apologise to its listeners for a number of breaks in transmission over recent months. Radio Nova wished to emphasise that these transmission lapses in no way reflect deficiencies or faults in its broadcasting equipment, which fulfils the highest standards in quality and reliability. Virtually all our transmission difficulties hitherto have been caused by a deliberate campaign of vandalism to our transmitting equipment by a person or persons unknown. This damage has not only included willful interference to the transmission mast, but also to ESB power lines, which poses a serious danger to innocent passers-by. The management of Radio Nova views this matter very seriously and is offering a reward of £5,000 for information leading to a successful prosecution of the highly irresponsible person or persons concerned. And a look at our weather. Cold, with temperatures falling to 3 degrees Celsius and scattered outbreaks of rain with frost in sheltered areas. Fresh to strong southwesterly winds will veer northwesterly and decrease gradually. Northern Ireland will have a mainly clear night with scattered showers. In northwestern England, it will be much the same story with fresh to strong southwesterly winds. And that's the Nova News and weather at 11:05.
Radio Nova.
On a wet Wednesday. I'm glad it's not a ship. It's kind of windy, too. And in for a racing John Clark, dancing away in his white shoes tonight. Whoops-a-daisy, I love it, too. I'm Hugh O'Brien.
Hello there.
There's a bar right... For Hugh O'Brien to be here at this hour of the night. In for Clarky, who is racing away tonight. Out on the south side of the city. Radio Nova International, 88 FM and the Mighty 890. Favorites coming up like meatloaf.
Going down, man.
Hey, man, it's 4 Out Music, man.
It's the guy. What's his name? The Walking Dude.
Hey, man, it's Hugh O'Brien, man.
Oh, is he sure playing some weird music, man?
Yeah, man, Hugh O'Brien's a weird dude, man. take a leak. Have you noticed that the carpet needs a haircut? And the spotlight looks just like a telephone's out of cigarettes. As usual, the balcony is on the make. And the piano has been drinking heavily. The piano has been drinking. He's on the hard stuff tonight. The piano has been drinking. And you can't find your waitress, even with a Geiger counter. And I guarantee you that she will hate you from the bottom of her glass. And all of your friends that mind you just can't get served without her. And the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. The white man was blind in one eye and he can't see out of the other. The piano tuner's got a hearing aid and he showed up with his mother. The piano has been drinking without fear of contradiction. I said the piano has been drinking. Our Father who art in Cromari, hallowed be thy glass, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the lounges. Give us this day our daily splash. Forgive us our hangovers as we forgive all of those who continue to hang over against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And someone give us all a ride home. The piano has been drinking, and he's your friend, not mine. The piano has been drinking, and he's not my responsibility. The bouncer is this sumo wrestler guy, cream puff Casper Milktoast. And the owner is just a mental midget with the IQ of a fence post. And I'm going down. Hang on to me, I'm going down. Watch me skate across an acre of linoleum. I know I can do it. I'm in total control. The piano has been drinking and he's embarrassing me. Been drinking. He raided his mini bar. The piano has been drinking. And the bar stools are all on fire, and all the newspapers were just fooling. The ashtrays have retired, and I've got a feeling that the piano has been drinking.
That's for Dave McGregor in East Kilbride in Scotland. Nice to talk to you. And glad to know you like Tom Waits. Recorded live in Dublin at the Olympia Theatre in 1981. And the piano has been drinking again.
Fly the Transamerica Way, the only airline to Los Angeles and San Francisco. Fly for £479 return. The only airline to Chicago. Fly for £399 return. Fly Transamerica to New York. 289 pounds returned. Ask your travel agent about our no-restrictions fares or call Transamerica Airlines, Dublin 770-551.
This Thursday night at the Belgard Inn in Tella, Ireland's leading cabaret artist, Johnny Logan, appears live on stage. There's no better way to spend your Thursday night. Johnny Logan and his band appearing for your pleasure on stage at the Belgard Inn this Thursday night. Make a date and be there. Johnny Logan, the Belgard Inn this Thursday night. Tickets are available at the door.
Just like the white winged dove, sing the song and like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the white winged dove, sing the song and like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh. And the things go by, like strength in the wind, in the web that is known. Said to my friend, pretty, pretty, nothing.
the message in your eyes. I feel the thunder closing in as something deep within the night tells me that I'm in love again. I know it's not the first time, and I know it won't be the last. All alone, I can't make the first right. No, don't let this one slip past. Let's feel the light. Let's make our very best. Feel the light. Let's feel the light.
Thank you. don't. And you know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you know what love can do. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bluebird.
On the Run is the album, and that's Paul McCartney and Wings and Bluebird. From Dublin City, it's Radio Nova International, 88 FM, on the mighty 890. I'm Hugh O'Brien, and this is Andy Fairweather Lowe.
Well, I'm tired of it all. It's the same thing ever.
understand it too, Andy, but it sounds great. That's Andy Farrell of the Low on Radio Nova International, and we are going to close down tonight at 12 midnight, because we have had some problems, as you're probably aware, and we'd be very much obliged if you would tune in tomorrow morning, again at 6 a.m. So, until then, and up to news at midnight with Siobhan Purcell. This is Hugh O'Brien on behalf of the staff and disc jockeys of Radio Nova International, wishing you well, and good night and Godspeed. Bye-bye.
Nova News, I'm Siobhan Purcell. The Labour Party has put off a decision on its strategy in the New Dáil until next Monday night, but in a meeting which went on since this morning, a list of Labour policy priorities has been approved for discussion. ESB crews are restoring power to more than 20,000 homes who have been without electricity since high winds brought down power cables last night. Most of the affected homes are in West Donegal in County Mayo. Thousands of people are also without telephones, and ferry services have also been disrupted. A number of trawlers went aground on the west coast, and boats were badly damaged. The Minister with Responsibility for Youth and Sport, Mr. Keating, said tonight in Dublin that violence was becoming increasingly accepted in many aspects of Irish life, and the young were particularly affected. The Youth Employment Agency will have more than £60 million this year on youth employment measures, financed through a levy of 1% on all incomes. 10 people were taken to the Meath Hospital tonight after two buses collided near Dean Street in the Coombe area of the city. None of the injuries was serious. On the world scene, the military rulers of Poland have decided to release several hundred more internees, and they've announced that people interned will be able to apply to emigrate with their families. 6,000 Poles were detained when martial law was imposed. Police in Brussels say two people were killed and three seriously injured when a man opened fire with a machine gun at the Belgian Yugoslav Cultural Center in the city. The victims were all Yugoslav soccer fans. The Israeli army has forcefully removed the group of illegal settlers in northern Sinai. The settlers oppose Israel's withdrawal from the area, which is to be handed back to Egypt in 7 weeks' time. In Britain, the Defence Minister, Mr. John Knott, has announced the setting up of a new force of part-time soldiers whose main job would be to guard vital installations in Britain against Russian sabotage squads in times of tension and war. And finally, Prime Minister Thatcher has taken a sterner line over the rebel England cricketers who have now started their series of matches in South Africa. In a reply to the Commons question, she said the tour was likely to endanger the future of multiracial international cricket. The Foreign Secretary, Lord Carrington, who is in Kenya, also said he very much regretted the tour. And now an important message. Due to the criminal activities of a person or persons unknown, Radio Nova has had serious technical damage inflicted on its broadcasting equipment over the past 4 months. Over £50,000 worth of damage has been caused by these activities. Radio Nova is operating a broadcasting service to the public and now call upon the public for their help. The management of Radio Nova can no longer remain lenient to these activities and offers a reward of £5,000 to anyone supplying information which leads to a successful prosecution of this person or persons. And look at the weather. Cold, with temperatures falling to 3 degrees Celsius and scattered outbreaks of rain with frost in sheltered areas. Fresh to strong southwesterly winds will veer northwesterly and decrease gradually. Northern Ireland will have a mainly clear night with scattered showers. In northwestern England, it'll be much the same with fresh to strong southwesterly winds. And that's the Nova News and weather at 4 minutes past midnight.
We have had some transmission difficulties recently due to people who do not wish us well. Radio Nova International 88 FM and the Mighty 890 is now closing down until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'd be very much obliged if you'd leave your radio right where it is and come back and join Colin Hayes at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. For myself, Hugh O'Brien, good night, God bless, and happy dreams.
Radio Nova, the music's just begun. Radio Nova.
Of alarm in Italy and NATO circles. While the Soviet authorities have yet to protect the problem, the imminent debate is in high time.